This is episode one of the podcast. So we just watched. Is that what we're calling it?
Or so we just saw? No, watched.
So we just watched.
Because saw could be like we could have sawed something.
We could have seen a lot of things too.
Would.
Watched is more movie. Saw is like you could see someone walking down the street.
You could see saw.
Well, you could see saw. But like you could see someone walking down the sidewalk, but it would be a little weirder to say you watched them.
But that could be a fun episode of so we just saw someone walking down the sidewalk.
End of episode. That's coming later.
Yeah. When
we get. So we just watched our podcast, our brand new podcast.
Fresh off the press.
Episode one.
Episode one.
We're starting.
Episode zero. Let's start at zero.
Episode zero. Yeah, this is a pilot. No, usually zero is a trailer. One is the first episode, but we don't have a trailer.
What? Zero's
usually, yeah. If you have like a podcast episode 000, that's the trailer, and then 001 is the first episode.
Watch that? Just listen to the first episode.
No one watches podcasts.
Shite.
Got him. No, we need to. So this is so we just watched. It's our podcast where we go to the movie theater
and watch a movie, and then we leave the movie theater. And then we talk about the movie.
We talk about the movie we just watched.
And we'll let you know for certain whether this movie is worth your time and your money.
Of course. Your time and money, that's very important.
Because those are all that matters in life these days. Is
yeah,
time
welcome
and money.
To America.
Time and money.
And watching movies.
We are capitalist pigs and we love your time and money.
I hate that. So, we should introduce ourselves. A lot of you probably know us because you're listening to this because we told you. And I imagine, you know, at first we might have three people ever who listen to this.
But
we're going to blow up. No, there's going to be people in,
sounds painful.
We're going to
blow up.
There's going to be people listening everywhere. In Japan. In England. In
the Brits
Uganda.
The Brits hate us after this episode.
Spoilers.
It's just spoilers.
Whoa, what do they say about the Brits? Listen to the end.
And you'll find out what our real true opinion, if the Brits are worth your time and your money.
This is audio clickbait and I hate it.
It's working though.
So we're here from Washington State in the United States of America.
Not D.C., but the real one.
Washington State up in the corner. We live in Bellingham.
TMI. Wait, don't track us.
We're not
going to
tell them anymore.
Don't track us. And our address is 1735.
That's
Ferngully Way. Ferngully Way. Come visit us.
How did you make that up?
I didn't make that up. He's trying to cover. That is our real... He's literally trying
to
cover.
No, wait, that's such a good road name.
What do you mean?
Ferngully?
Yeah, we live on it.
Okay. Okay. my name is Elijah, and I live here at this house that we're recording in with Kenyon here. Kenyon, tell him your name.
My name's Kenyon, and
oh.
I live here in this house here we're recording in with Elijah.
Yeah,
Elijah,
yeah.
Tell him your name.
We live here with two other guys who might be on this podcast. I think Jordan makes a cameo.
Yeah.
Jordan and Tyler...
Yeah.
Yeah, we get around. We've known each other for a long time.
I watched movies for a long time.
We always have watched movies. I think I've watched VeggieTales since I was one.
I don't know what I watched when I was one, but it's probably like really cool.
Probably not as cool as VeggieTales, but
probably like
probably close.
Baby Genius. Or
maybe
something.
Pokemon?
Maybe baby. It's probably just normal Pokemon. They didn't really have the baby variety.
No.
I was around.
Yeah, so we decided since we watch movies a lot and maybe too much, we should do something with it. So this is our show now where we watch movies and then talk about it and then mm-hmm. upload audio entertainment of us recording ourselves watching video entertainment. So we're really getting around the whole entertainment industry here.
It's true. Yeah, quality not guaranteed, but entertainment guaranteed.
Guaranteed
entertainment. Absolutely. So just hold on to your butts and get ready for our first ever episode.
That's really good. That could almost be our intro because it's a movie reference.
Hold on to your butts.
Jurassic Park, baby. One of the best movies of all time.
4 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Okay, back to the regular show. I didn't know we were devolving that quickly.
That's in the bloopers.
Yeah.
We just saw Cruella.
We just watched Cruella.
We just saw it. And it was a movie that...
Are we doing review numbers?
Maybe at the end. We need spoiler-free.
Yeah. Yes.
At the beginning. Some heavy spoilerage at the end. Oh, sorry. Heavy spoilerage at the end.
Okay, so, like, if you want to just... We'll put, like, a middle section of, like, this is where, if you haven't seen it yet, you can stop. Yeah, so it will. Exactly. The show will start with a review for newcomers, and then a middle part where we say, now spoiler time, and then a review for people who just actually want to hear our opinion. So pretty much every episode, people will pause halfway and never finish.
No, because I don't think people are going to see many of the movies we talk about. They might see this one, though, because it's Disney.
So we just watched Cruella, a movie about Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. From when did that movie come out? Like the 60s?
The 30s, the 20s.
101 Dalmatians from 1896.
First movie to ever debut.
I'm
going to
look it up right now. 101 Dalmatians came out in... 1990, no, that's what? The live action one. That's the live, why is that first?
Oh, why are there...
101 Dalmatians came out in 1961. So 1961, think about that. Yeah.
Cruella's an exciting new take on a very...
Old,
you know,
character.
Yeah, you know, someone, but very beloved. I read, it was in one of the reviews or something, it was a review or maybe the description for the movie, it was like... One of cinema's most, like, notorious criminals, or, like, villains. It was like, no, I do not associate...
I don't associate her with being notorious, but also everyone knows her name.
I guess so.
Them naming the movie Cruella was enough for everyone to know what it was.
Yeah, I guess so.
She is kind of famous, but she's not one that comes to mind.
Like, what does she do in the movie? Not in this movie, but in 101 Dalmatians. So I was trying to remember.
I don't know. I think she steals the dogs.
Yeah, but why?
She steals dogs.
I don't know. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the new and improved Cruella.
So
Joker Light.
You know? Joker Light. Yeah, so some non-spoiler review time. It's a little bit Joker Light. We kind of thought... You thought that from the trailer.
It's very... From the trailer and then also just from the movie, there are some parallels that are beyond just accidental, or it's just they took Joker and then they made it for kids. And that might have been a big problem with the movie. you just shouldn't turn Joker into a kid movie.
Really?
Really? Really. Yeah, that was something, I think that was my biggest problem with the movie. I was talking to Jordan about it, was like, thematically, or the themes the movie deals with warrant a dark tone. Like, they have to be paired together. Like, the themes that the movie covers. And when you try to take those themes and put them in a movie with a lighter tone, they don't mesh well.
It's like mental health or how society beats on the not normal.
Yeah.
And all these, like, you're an outcast, you're maybe a little bit crazy.
Yeah, and, like, you being a bad... By being bad, you're actually being good.
Yeah, a little bit anarchist, and it's just like, you know, there are ways to do that, but probably not in a PG movie. I will say, I felt like there should have been cussing.
Should have been cussing?
There were a lot of scenes where I was like, no.
People,
like,
should have been shot.
There should have been death.
There should have been... Well, and that's the thing, though, is there was, like...
There was death.
There is death in the movie, and then they just never do it again. When, like, it probably, it just would have upped.
Could have repeated.
Yeah. But then again, it's leading up to 101 Dalmatians.
Cruella, 0 out of 10, not enough murder.
Not enough murder. That's going to be a common theme between kids' movies we watch, I think. It's just, it was all right, but people just got shot a lot more. We would have liked it a little better.
Maybe our opinions aren't valid.
But I think it was probably, if I was going to give it a rating, like a...
6.5, you know?
Okay, so let's say, should people watch it? Should you watch it? Should you watch Cruella?
Don't pay for it.
Okay, yeah. If you can stream it on Disney Plus, you know, check it out. You know, it's not a waste of time. It's interesting. It's got a lot of good things for it. We both agreed we really liked the shots. Whoever was behind the camera knew what they were doing, and then the editor as well. There's a lot of good stuff visually going on. It's very striking. It's very stylized and dramatic. Also, hi, Jordan.
Hello.
What would you give Cruella? Scale of 1 to 10.
Out of 10.
6.5 out of 10.
That's about where I was.
Did you say 6.5?
I went 6.5. Yeah.
Okay, so they both said 6.5. I said 4.
Four. You think it's below average?
I do. I think it's below average. And I thought, you know, there was nice shots, nice editing. But the plot of the movie was kind of predictable, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going to put a twist in the ending. Spoiler, there's a twist in the ending. And that just feels, you know, at this point, having a twist is a trope. And to not do it tropey is hard, but they still just managed to do it so tropey.
There were a lot of
moments that were very predictable, which is always bothers me. And I will say it might be a little bit, I had low expectations going in, and then in the first 15 minutes they were undercut by, I was actually more disappointed in the first 15 minutes than I thought I was going to be. And so then anything good that happened later, I still was just like in a bad mood.
But the problem is the first 15 minutes has kids in it, and kids shouldn't be in
and
movies.
that was a part of the 15 minute thing. And here's the other thing. So firstly, kids, yes, bad kid actors. There were a few lines kids said that were bad. But the second thing that got me in the first 15 minutes, which did continue throughout the movie, was the soundtrack. And I'll go on a little rant here.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah. You can fast forward a couple minutes if you don't care. But soundtracking movies is a really cool thing that you can use to elevate the movie a lot. And instrumental scoring in the film did exist, but mainly this film used songs and pop songs from the, mostly the 60s era, a few that were from the 50s and a few from the 70s, but they centered around the 60s. And that's a really cool thing that movies can do, and movies have done it successfully. I thought what really got me with Cruella is they did it too much. Because at this point, movies have been so successful with it, Guardians of the Galaxy comes to mind, but movies have been using kind of oldies in their soundtracks for a little while, and it's become this thing where it's like a cool stylistic moment can occur. When instead of an instrumental song, you know, you get Come Together by the Beatles. It's like, oh, that's hot. But Cruella did it so much. So in the first, I think in the first 15 minutes, there were probably 7 songs. It was ridiculous. And then the movie's, you know, almost 2 hours. So you're getting,
it's actually over 2 hours.
Really?
It's 2 hours and 17 minutes.
See, and that, okay. But it's long. And there was at least one new song probably every 5 minutes, which is a lot of, when it's just, good songs quickly become spoiled when you just keep playing them and none of them now have significance. It's the whole syndrome in The Incredibles, when everyone's super, no one will be. If you just drown your movie in good music, then no song is special and no moment hits how it should, because it's just like the other, you know, 35 moments in the movie.
A movie play song I like. Me,
yeah,
like
no,
movie.
No. Anyway.
Me like
movie.
Me like movie. Old song play, me like movie.
Yeah. You play a cover of a Led Zeppelin song. Everyone in the audience.
Movie!
Yeah, maybe. For the average consumer, you know, maybe that's what does it. And if this movie does well and people praise it for having a creative soundtrack of songs that they wish they heard more of, you know, more power to Disney to do that in their movie. But it really bothered me. It was overdone. It was obviously forced. It's obviously trying to push that kind of stylized vibe, but so hard,
yeah.
I wanted it to be over.
Again, it was kind of like Joker, but they just overdid everything. Like, Joker did a good job.
Joker had about 6 songs in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And a couple of them were used repeatedly to actually show parallels between moments.
And so it's like similar. They took that, but they just like
It worked in Joker. We're gonna like quadruple it, and we'll work four times as well.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the question then: if you rate this movie a 4, like, where do you rank it in the live action Disney remake?
Oh, the live action remake Disney.
Like,
timeline.
Where does this go in that list?
I will say it's not technically a remake, but yeah, I guess we'll consider it a live action Disney reboot.
It's yeah. Same thing.
So like, I couldn't tell you where it would rank amongst all of them, like, linearly, but I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, just considering that set, an 8.
Yeah.
It's one of the best, one of the best live-action reboot-type films they've had,
yes.
In that it did something another movie hadn't done yet.
Yeah, it's actually original.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I think it does have going for it, and I think a lot of people actually do like the live-action remakes more than some people do. I feel like if you like the live-action remakes, you'll probably like this movie. Because it just it does a lot of the same things, but it does do them better and more originally.
And they reference 101 Dalmatians where they can, where it makes sense, but it never felt too forced.
Yeah, maybe until just the very end.
Right at the end, there was a pretty forced little moment that it was like, actually 100% non-essential. Only there for fan service.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, it wasn't too bad, actually.
Yeah.
It could have been pretty rough with that, but it was not too bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also, Emma Stone, she's good. The two actors who were...
Yeah, Emma Thompson.
Well, Carl from The Office. I never can remember his name.
Who?
Right? That's who that was.
Who?
Who?
One of the... Her two kind of goons.
Oh, the bald one?
No.
What the...
The Hispanic one.
But he didn't even do anything in the movie. Anyway, Emma did
out.
A good job. They did a very good job, more or less. Pretty much everyone surrounding them was not very good.
It's definitely not Carl from The Office. I feel absolutely terrible. It's Joel Fry.
Oh, okay.
He's been in a several notable things, but I think I recognize him from Yesterday, that movie about the Beatles.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could go back to Yesterday before I saw this movie. Yeah. it wasn't that bad. Yeah. I think that's it for the spoiler-free...
Spoiler time? I think so.
Spoiler time.
If you haven't seen the movie yet, you know, decide at this point if you want to or not. And then
yeah, it's a 4 out of 10, a 6.5, a 6.5.
Yeah, you got 2 6.5s, which is actually so shocking to me.
I think it was 1.5 above average. There was stuff.
Is 6 average?
No,
five is
average.
Oh, you said 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's 1.5 above. I think there's enough going on for it.
No.
And not enough taken away from it to put it... I could do a 6, but it was definitely above a 5. Not by a lot, but a little bit.
Yeah.
But on the Disney remake scale, an 8. So if you
the
remakes, you know, get on that.
Yeah, if you like Lion King and Jungle Book...
if you like animated dogs where real dogs should be... If you like animated animals where real animals should be... Like animated.
It's spoiler time, so there's a lot of dogs in this movie, and all of them are animated, and that's my least favorite thing.
It's
bad. Started in the last 5 years or so, where movies have, you know, oh, our CG is good enough, we can make these dogs animated, and they don't look too out of place, you know, they look pretty realistic. But I just, every time I know it's not a real dog, and it's my, I so despise it. Just put a real dog. Dogs are very trainable. Dogs have been in movies since the beginning of movies. Just put a dog in your movie. Holy moly.
It could work, you know?
And like,
a dog.
In movies where the dogs talk, I'm like, okay, you know? Sure. In movies like the Lion King remake, where the animals need to show a lot of personality and there's no other creatures in the movie to compare them to, like people, it's maybe acceptable. But in a movie like Cruella, the dogs never talk. They only ever do very dog-like things like be held, be walked, or go places. There was no scene a dog in this movie was animated to do that could not have been performed by a real dog.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
So why was there not a real dog?
I actually don't know.
There is a scene, the Dalmatians jump and murder her mom. That wouldn't have been done for real. And because the dogs were, like, vicious, and so they would have had to animate the dogs jumping, maybe, you know, but that's a cut, you know, quick motion animation, and you actually wouldn't notice that.
There's a spoiler. Cruella, her mom gets killed.
By Dalmatians.
By Dalmatians, so that's why she hates them.
Well, but then she doesn't hate them because she trains.
Yeah, so what the hecky?
Because, yeah, she captures the Dalmatians that are owned by her arch nemesis, the Baroness. And she captures those Dalmatians and then trains them so that in the climax of the movie, when the Baroness is going to poetically kill Cruella the same way she killed her mom, with dogs, Cruella actually now has the control over the Dalmatians and they respect her instead. And
then she gets pushed over the edge and dies, but then...
Not by the dogs, though. Baroness just pushes her herself.
And everyone watches, and then they go, you're bad. And then they send her to jail.
Yeah.
And then, this is bad spoiler talk. Like, this doesn't make any sense. This is a long movie, and actually, like, a lot happens. None of it really connects.
None of it really connects, but just know, the dogs should not have been animated. And anytime we're reviewing a movie here, if the dog is animated, that's going to take an entire point off, okay? And so Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford, retroactive review, 2 out of 10. It's a movie about a man and a dog, and there's zero real dogs.
Depression. That's pretty rough. Yeah, honestly, I don't even know if there's anything else.
There's not a lot more. I think, honestly, we might just be able to do spoiler-free reviews for the most part.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you guys are safe if you stuck around. Oh, no, you're not. We totally spoiled everything.
So we told them we were going into it.
Yeah, you knew. You brought this upon yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there definitely was that twist at the end that was...
What was the twist?
The twist. So, Cruella, whose mom got murdered at the beginning, wasn't actually her mom. The Baroness, who's her...
Nemesis
was actually her mom, who... just hated her because she was born different and then freaking got Prince of Egypt on to her lovely mom.
Yeah.
And then she came back to the Pharaoh and she took over the business.
Wait a second.
Oh, no. Wait.
Cruella is Prince of Egypt.
Cruella.
We thought it was going to be Joker. Joker, but then at the halfway point,
it becomes
Prince
of
Egypt.
It does. It's Joker meets Prince of Egypt. Okay, the movie gets a 9 out of 10 now. Joker, Prince of Egypt.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Joker of Egypt.
Joker of Egypt. That sounds good to you. Go watch Cruella. yeah, anyways, that twist... That her mom is actually the Baroness.
That Cruella was adopted, basically. And she didn't, the Baroness didn't put her up for adoption because of how she was born. She actually hated that she was pregnant before the baby was born.
Oh, yeah, because it made her ugly.
Yeah, no. She because the Baroness is basically the definition of a bad person. And everything she does is evil and terrible and just diabolical. So, having a baby, terrible. So she hates it the whole time she's rearing it or carrying it, and then gives it up for adoption right away to a random maid servant.
No, she didn't give it up for adoption.
No, she handed it to her butler to get rid of
it. And said, take care of it. She wanted, but that might kill it.
She wanted it.
No, it definitely. That's where in the movie she's like, oh, see, did you not understand what I meant when I said take care of it? And he was like, I didn't think you wanted me to kill your firstborn child.
Oh, and she's
child.
Like, you don't know me.
Yes.
Yeah,
she straight up
line.
Just wanted him to murder the baby. But he, Prince of Egypt, did.
Mm-hmm.
So she lived. And then Cruella, and then, you know, 101 Dalmatians, that blessed movie happened. Don't remember a single part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know he sings and plays the piano. I know there's 101 Dalmatians in it. For sure.
Also, Cruella's two goons, so they're like little kids. When they meet her, right after her mom dies, she meets these two kids. And in the first 15 minutes with the kids. They make friends, so now they're a pack of three kids, and they're thieves, and that's how they make their money.
And they're horrible actors.
Yeah, they're terrible actors as kids. Anyway, when they grow up, those two boys who are part of her thief gang now, or she's part of their thief gang, whatever, they're funny, I will say. I hate because, you know, like, you can tell which characters are just meant to be there for comedy.
They were.
And they were, like, they didn't... No, they helped
them. They weren't that funny.
They were in the story. They had purpose beyond being funny, but...
Barely.
But they were funny.
No. I don't think they were very funny.
They made...
People kept laughing in the theater.
I kept laughing.
And people kept laughing at stuff that I was like...
Okay, no.
What?
People do laugh at stupid things. There were definitely a handful of times where I was like, I cannot believe that you actually...
Guy beat up the dude, and then he beat him up, and then he's like, I could have handled that.
He's like, did you, though?
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, like, did you, though? Which is something that people say in 2008, but it's 1967, yeah. So
everyone
you're not allowed to do that.
Everyone laughed, and it was funny, and I was just amazed.
No. That kind of... But, like, the one guy, the fat guy, I'm going to say it, that's his character. You know how movies do that? They're like... He's the fat guy.
He's fat and he's funny.
But here's the thing. He is kind of funny. He just... And not in the, like, the when he would say punchlines, but, like, his regular lines, he delivered funny. He was good. He would just say stuff and it was funny.
Yeah, I guess to a certain extent, but it was
like
partially because he had
no.
He had a really heavy British accent.
Yeah.
So he just sounded stupid.
He just sounded funny.
Yeah, like that's not even necessarily him as much as it is as just
no.
British people.
The
stupid.
Actor definitely could have done it in a not funny way, but he was funny. And I'll give him props for actually having like humor that
that's
worked
true.
In the movie.
True, and British people aren't stupid. That was just an example.
No, they're not, but they are funny.
They are, you are a funny bunch of folks out there, living out there.
Yeah.
With the Queen still.
They're listening in Britain right now.
Yeah, they are.
We're worldwide.
In Britain, it's called Kurera. Sorry about that one again. We love you over there.
Oh yeah, we love you. But give us Cruella. It's
that
one.
Yeah, they're
4 out of 10.
What is this Cruella movie? I can't find it, but there is Cruella.
I never heard of Cruella. I don't know why that one's Southern. That's American default is Southern.
Cruella. No,
yeah, I watched Cruella, them funny British people, they made me laugh.
That's kind of us.
Oops.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Anyway, yeah, but it was good.
4 out of 10, I stand by it. Disney's Cruella, watch it if you feel like
six
it.
6.5 out of 10. Maybe don't. Well.
I said 4, you and watch it. You said 6.5, don't.
Just watch a better movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, look, if you love the Disney remakes, it probably is worth watching. Otherwise,
yeah.
Just watch Joker or just watch freaking Taxi Driver.
Or here's the thing. If you're a child and you're not allowed to watch Joker or Taxi Driver for understandable reasons, watch Cruella and have a fun time. Watch it.
Or don't. You could also
Emma Stone's a good actor. There's a lot of good movies you can watch with Emma Stone. But again, if you're a kid, Cruella.
I guess. It just feels like we're succumbing to the point of the movie, which is Joker for kids.
That's true.
And
so, okay, so for the audience of the general masses, don't watch it.
Just unless it's free.
Unless it's free.
And even then, if there's a better movie, pick the other movie.
Yeah, like for instance, most Netflix originals.
Some Netflix originals.
No, I mean most. What was the one that was Sharkboy and Lava Girl, but in like later
have
on?
Have you watched that? We Can Be Heroes?
Yeah, I scrolled through it.
Bro. Yeah, I was there. We did that together, didn't we? Bro, that was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is our time.
Better than Cruella.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it
actually wasn't. Cruella's better.
No, way better. Leagues better. That movie hurt to watch. It was fun, though, so. Maybe worth a watch, actually. That'll be our next one, so we just watched We Can Be Heroes.
Okay. No.
It's not. Anyways.
The next one we're going to watch is The Mitchells versus The Machines.
Freaking yes. See ya for Mitchells versus The Machines.
We got to have a sign off.
Sign off. So, I'm not your mother. And then you say I'm not your mother.
And I'm not your mother.
But we just watched.
No, that makes no sense. That's terrible.
What do you mean?
Why
it makes
you
total
that?
Sense. It can be...
No, maybe that is it. Maybe it is.
I'm not your mother.
And I'm not your dad.
But
we
just
watched
Cruella. What the...
It doesn't make any sense, but I do think it might work.
Yep, we watched Cruella.
We did, and you probably shouldn't, but maybe should.
Okay. Bye now.